He was perhaps the most celebrated defense attorney in the first half of the 20th century. Today, Clarence Darrow is best known for his role at the Scopes Monkey Trial in the 1920s. But he also was an early champion of the idea that criminals should not be held responsible for their crimes. Darrow's debunking of criminal responsibility was based squarely on his worldview of scientific materialism. This is John West, Associate Director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. In my new book, Darwin Day in America, I tell about Darrow's role in undermining traditional notions of personal responsibility in the legal system. Darrow once told prisoners in a county jail that there was no difference whatever in moral condition between themselves and those still in society.
I do not believe people are in jail because they deserve to be. They're in jail simply because they cannot avoid it, on account of circumstances which are entirely beyond their control, and for which they are in no way responsible.
According to Darrow,
there ought to be no jails, and if it were not for the fact that the people on the outside are so grasping and heartless in their dealing with the people on the inside, there would be no such institutions.
He added that he knew why every one of the prisoners committed their crimes, even if they did not know the reason themselves.
You did these things because you were bound to do them.
Those prisoners who thought they made a choice to commit a crime were simply deluded.
It looked to you at the time as if you had a chance to do them or not, as you saw fit. But still, after all, you had no choice.
Darrow even suggested that police were the real criminals, and he concluded by claiming that pleasure was the ultimate basis for morality.
I believe that progress is purely a question of the pleasurable units that we get out of life. The pleasure-pain theory is the only correct theory of morality and the only way of judging life.
Darrow's outspoken denial of personal responsibility came to the forefront when he chose to defend Nathan Leopold and Richard Loeb for their cold-blooded murder of a young boy named Bobby Franks in Chicago in the 1920s, right before the Scopes trial.
They killed Bobby Franks because they were made that way, because somewhere in the infinite processes that go to the making up of the boy or the man, something slipped.
Regarding killer Richard Loeb, Darrow asked the judge,
is he to blame that his machine is imperfect?
The sordid story of the Leopold Loeb case and Darrow's involvement in it can be found in Chapter 3 of my new book, Darwin Day in America, which is being published this fall by ISI Books. For more information, go to www.darwindayinamerica.com. That's darwindayinamerica.com. This is John West for ID the Future.